Part 5. You will hear 5 short dialogues. You will hear each once. Answer questions 26 to 30. 26. Flying fish.
I was watching this David Attenborough program last night.
Oh, yeah? Who's David Attenborough?
You know, the guy who makes those nature programs. Always speaks like this. Very slowly and clearly and softly so as not to frighten the animals or whatever.
Oh, right, him. So what was the program about?
Well, it was about flying fish.
Huh?
Flying fish. Did you know that after a huge effort to get airborne, we're talking fish, after all, not birds, they can glide over the water for almost 200 metres? Hmm. I mean, that's quite far, right? Pretty amazing, huh?
27. Bird's Nest Soup.
Are you ready to order, madam?
Why, yes. I'd like to have the bird's nest soup, please. I've heard so much about it, and I see you have it on the menu. Can you tell me a bit about it? Is it really made from bird's nests?
Yes, madam, they are. We use only the best quality nests, the white nests. They are made by a kind of swift, which creates the nests by using its own saliva, like a spider spins a web. The bird sort of spins a nest. It takes the bird about 3 months to make one nest. The best nests are transparent.
It's one of the most expensive foods in the world, right?
Yes, madam. Very rare. Very dangerous work collecting the nests.
28. GM Mosquitoes.
First GM crops, and now this.
What are you talking about?
They're going to release genetically modified mosquitoes in the Florida Keys soon. Well, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration still has to approve it, but the people in Monroe County approved the experiment in a referendum.
GM mosquitoes? But why?
To try and control the Zika virus.
GM mosquitoes. But how does that even work?
A British company called Oxitec modified the male mosquitoes of the, what was it now? The Aedes aegypti population. Those are the ones that spread the Zika virus. Anyway, these GM mosquitoes mate with the wild females, passing a gene on to their offspring that stops them from reaching maturity. Then they can't breed and will presumably die out eventually.
29. The best spot on the planet.
Welcome to our weekly nature program, Green Globe. My guest today is the eminent wildlife photographer, Ellen Westbrook. Hello and welcome, Ellen.
Thanks, Robin. Good to be here.
So, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but which spot on the planet would you recommend as the place where people could see living creatures at their best? The Galapagos? The Amazon rainforest?
Well, people often say that you cannot beat the rainforest, but that is simply not true. You go there and the first thing you think is, where on earth are all the animals? Where are the famous birds? Well, they're hiding in the trees, that's where.
Oh.
You may hear them, but you can't actually see them. No, if you want beauty and wildlife, you want a coral reef. Put on a mask and stick your head under the water. The colours are amazing. The sight takes your breath away.
30. Clean cotton.
What about this one?
Nice. Is it 100% cotton? I only buy 100% cotton jeans.
What? I can't believe you just said that, Ian.
Cotton is a filthy fibre. In fact, the filthiest of all the fibres.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go again with the ecology speech. Cotton is a fluffy white plant, Maureen. How can you call it filthy?
Listen, cotton covers just 2.5% of the planet's total agricultural area, okay? But the cotton crop uses a full 7% of all pesticides and 16%. Do you hear me, Ian?
Huh?
16% of all insecticides produced on the planet. There are entire chemical companies making neurotoxins just to support this crop. Did you know that it takes nearly 4,000 litres of water to make a single pair of jeans?
Really?
Hmm.
Wow. I do like wearing cotton, though. Polyester makes my skin itch.
Oh.
But wait a minute. What about organic cotton? Is that okay?